The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people! What? They want.
Jalen Rose, the Warriors came out to play. Yay. They hosted the Denver Nuggets in Game 5 at home, and it wasn't the prettiest performance, but they got the win. They move on to the second round, and they're starting to look like one of the more formidable teams in the NBA, led by Steph Curry.
And being led by their best players, he's eased himself back into it, scoring 30. I believe he made 5 threes and doing it in an array of ways. And how Steve Kerr continued to nurture Steph, bring him off the bench, allow him to continue to increase his minutes, continue to increase his workload, is a basic residue of what they've done with this roster all season, allowing Jordan Poole to flourish into one of the most improved players and a sixth man of the year candidate. Yesterday, Gary Payton II, who always gave you defense, but now when he's making shots, you can trust him more to play clutch minutes. And so giving him confidence. And then Draymond, as an anchor defensively, as a creator offensively, like the Golden State Warriors, I was not surprised that they took care of business and closed out the Denver Nuggets, but it was great to see the talent from within their roster continue to be contributors that now make them seem like the best team in basketball.
We all know about Klay and Curry and Draymond, but they're getting contributions from Poole. And last night it was Gary Payton II who did it both offensively and defensively in front of his pops.
I love that so very much. You know, GP, that's my brother. And to see him celebrate his son getting quality minutes in their home state, that's just a beautiful thing. And when I think of Gary Payton II, and shout to Kuminga too, because he's a player that they continue to develop from within. I appreciate that father-son dynamic. And that's what I thought of when I saw Klay show up at the game with the bike, Jacoby. It was more like having an old soul, you know what I mean? Remember he was in the locker room early in his career reading the newspaper, you know, because he was modeling after what he saw his dad do. And so I appreciated watching these guys be able to be on the big stage, but also have a little fun with it. And also, you ride a bike to
security.
Work all of the time.
He got to go through security. Come on, Klay. Yeah, there he goes. All right, good. You know I love to ride my bike to work, and I'm glad that Klay Thompson does the same. Gets you a little cardio, get the body flowing before you go. The Bay Area's nice this round this time of year. Big shout to Klay Thompson. Now, Jalen, turning our attention to the Nuggets quickly, I feel like the Nuggets and the Nets are kind of in the same boat. They did not perform very well in the first round at all. However, they're looking at the roster saying, if we get Michael Porter Jr. back 100%, if we get Jamal Murray back 100%, we've got the presumptive MVP. Will they be a contender next season?
Yes, because of that guy right there. And the Joker got off to a slow start in this series, but did you see how dominant he was?
Yes.
What are you, high 30s, almost 20 boards.
30 still points, 19 rebounds. Assists.
Right, like putting the smack down. Like, he was terrific. And the regular season, he deserved, in my opinion, the MVP because he did something historic. 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, 500 assists. It hasn't been done. And when you look at the roster of people that he's playing with, as you mentioned, no Jamal Murray, no Michael Porter Jr. Yes, they'll be an ascending team in the West when those guys return, kind of like we're seeing from Dallas this year and Memphis as well.
I'm old enough to remember when the Bulls were actually giving the Bucks some competitive games early on in this series, but last night was not competitive at all. The Bulls got waxed by the Bucks without Chris Middleton.
The one thing about Giannis, I keep telling everyone, he's the best player in basketball. And I know people want to deny what they see. And I'm going to tell you why, Jacoby. It's the David versus Goliath theory. Like, you see a player like Kevin Durant, and it looks so poetic when he scores, and it's like so effortless, and you get enamored with people's shot making. It's more to being the best player than shot making. What about leadership? Giannis was a guy that doubled down and said, I'm going to be anchored in Milwaukee. Y'all keep the coach. We gonna win with Middleton. We gonna win with Drew Holiday. And they did. And you remember just this time last year when he was going to the free throw line and people were chanting and counting down? Are they still doing that?
No.
You know why? Because he worked on his game. He making mid-range shots. He making three-point shots. That's how you become the best player in basketball. Oh, and by the way, still an elite defender. Guarding multiple positions, dunking all on everybody. It's no question right now to me who the best player in basketball is.
I agree with you there. Now, Mr. Rose, without Middleton, you need someone else to step up. And there's something about Pat Connaughton's game that I just like. There's something about, I don't know if it's his form.
You got to put him up on the Wall of Fame.
The way he plays defense. But truth be told, Grayson Allen and Pat Connaughton have stepped up in Middleton's absence. We still don't know how long Middleton is going to be out. But one thing I do know about the next round when they face off against the Celtics, it ain't going to be like the first round for either of these teams. There's going to be no sweeps. It's not going to be a five-game series. That series is going to be so good when this Bucks team faces off against the Celtics. And Mr. Rose, I don't know what to do with this series coming up. We don't have to predict it right now, but this Celtics-Bucks series is going to be so good. I cannot wait for it. I will be locked in. I'm going to lock the door of my bedroom and turn the volume up to 100 for game one on Sunday.
Chris Middleton is not going to play in this series.
Not good for the Bucks. We don't know for sure, but it's been reported.
Not good for the Bucks, even if he missed three or four games. That's too many to overcome the Celtics. And you're right. Pat Connaughton and Grayson Allen, they're going to go to work against the Bulls. They ain't going to work against the Celtics, fam. You can best believe that, okay? I know you love your guys, but I really love Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown also. And Time Lord, he's back healthy. And Al Horford, the tenacity that they bring. Like, I feel bad for the Bucks that they're running into this opponent when they don't have Chris Middleton in the lineup. Drew Holiday, yeah. I know what I'm going to get from him. Like, this would be a toe-to-toe, head-to-head, heavyweight fight with Chris Middleton. Like, everything would be so very closely contested. But without Chris Middleton, it's just hard for me to see the Bucks and overcome the ascension of Jason Tatum in the superstar status in the second round if Middleton is going to miss three, four, even more games.
Before the playoffs even started, there was discussion of who is the most pressure on, and people discussed James Harden and the 76ers. Well, there's a lot of pressure on Doc Rivers now that they went up 3-0 and now it's 3-2 and they have a game six tonight. And Doc has heard all of us talk about his 3-1 losses and he clapped back. Let's listen to Mr. Rivers.
I wish y'all would tell the whole story with me, all right? My Orlando team is the eighth seed. No one gives me credit for getting up against the Pistons who won the title. That was an eighth seed. Go look at that. I want you to go back and look at that roster. I dare you to go back and look at that roster, and you would say, what a hell of a coaching job. The Clipper team that we lost 3-1. Chris Paul didn't play in the first two games and was playing on one leg. And we didn't have home court. And then the last one, to me, is the one we blew. That's the one I said, we blew that. And that was in the bubble. And anything could happen in the bubble. There's no home court. Game seven would have been in L.A., you know. But it just happens.
He defensive. Doc sounds defensive, Jalen. What do you think?
The one thing about being a coach, in a lot of ways, you're hired to be fired. And for Doc Rivers, of course, it's only right. As somebody that was acknowledged to be one of the top 15 coaches of all time, you want to defend your legacy and make sure you challenge anybody who questions it. But the one thing I want to say is Did the Pistons win the championship that year?
No.
Like, I'm in Detroit right now.
No.
You know what
his
saying?
Math is a little off. His math, oh, okay. He had his time. He's the real Time Lord now. He's the real Time Lord because the Pistons actually went on to add Rasheed Wallace and win the next year.
Got it. Because you know I'm in Detroit right now. And you know I was wearing a Piston hat to work. So I'm kind of invested on when they win the championship. And I'm like, hold on. Did he just give us another ring? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, and so, but here's the bottom line. It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. It don't matter what he says. They lose this series, he can't be their coach going forward. You know it, he know it, and I know it. So it's up to them to go ahead and close the deal, which I believe they can, should, and will.
I agree. I also believe that they will finish this series and beat the Raptors. However, one thing the Raptors have kind of unlocked is a good way to defend Joel Embiid. They swarm him. They double him. They push him away from the basket. Can they continue to do so in Game 6?
They can continue to do so. And we knew going into this series, if the Raptors was healthy, it was going to be a dogfight. And they waxed them by 25 without Fred VanVleet, who was an all-star this year. That's how good the Raptors are, and that's how well coached they also are. The ability to OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa and the young fella Barnes, like they're swarming like the killer bees, you said it. And Pascal Siakam basically playing a small ball center. He does that a lot in the East. He's basically unguardable if he's making his jump shot. So absolutely they can continue, and No Thibault in Toronto. You're down your best perimeter defender who gives you size. James Harden hasn't been able to beat people off the dribble. His field goal percentage is low from the field, from the field, from the paint, from the three-point line. Don't be surprised if this goes seven. So we're gonna continue to have this conversation until this series is over.
Wow, I would love for this one to go seven, and I would love just to see Doc Rivers on the sideline in game seven when he looks up at the scoreboard and they're down 10. He starts thinking about what could possibly happen. That is so much drama, but we'll be focused on tonight's game. Also tonight, we have another huge game. This one's in the Western Conference, and that man, Luka Doncic, he's back healthy, he's shimmying, and we'll talk about that man as well, and the Phoenix Suns and Pelicans face off this evening. We'll be right back after this. Thank you for watching Jalen and Jacoby on television, but the experience does not stop there. Make sure you subscribe and follow the podcast where we always have exclusive content, all the things that we want to say on TV but can't. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Mr. Rose, Luka Doncic is back. He looked good when he returned to the floor a couple games ago. He looked really good in the last game. And they face off against the Jazz this evening. I've got the Mavs winning this one. What do you have?
Luka is a dominant force in today's NBA. And I look at their roster and their team, and I keep wanting to give the Jazz the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, they got Donovan Mitchell. They got Rudy Gobert. They got Jordan Clarkson. And I'm like, Luka's so very dominant that they literally will likely win this series because of him. Jalen Brunson has ascended and played terrific.
Yep.
Vinny Smith is giving them quality minutes. They're doing this without Tim Hardaway Jr. And I know how much you love Powell and the shooters that they have. I believe I'm done picking the Jazz and watching them let me down.
I know.
You know, the last couple of years, you know, I've been on, we got the Jazz. I've been trying to give them love. And let me tell you something they should stop doing. Stop putting Bogdanovic on Luka.
No,
that ain't gonna work. Let me just tell y'all that. He has no chance to guard him. So I now officially, I want to see Luka advance. So that's what I'm, that's my choice now.
I would like to see that as well. Now, Donovan Mitchell did get a little banged up in the last game. We expect him to play this evening. And one thing that's been an underlying story throughout this entire series is if the Jazz don't advance, will Mitchell, will Gobert both be on the Jazz next year?
No. And that's just a progression in professional sports. You put a group together, you try to pay them top dollar, you hope they can gel and take it to the next level. And Utah is a light like Philadelphia in the East, because you expected the last couple of years that they get to the conference finals, maybe even make it to the NBA finals with the guys that I mentioned. Same with Philly in the East. That hasn't happened. And then when you see teams come up and pass them, it's one thing to have the Warriors and the Suns. But then with Memphis and Dallas and then you don't know what's going to happen with Denver and the Joker. And then when all of these teams start to pass you, that's what happened to Philadelphia, the Bucks, and then the Heat. And then all of a sudden, it's like the Celtics. And then all of a sudden, a team like the Hawks eliminate them last year and make it to the conference finals. So this disappointing Jazz group of individuals, I agree with you, would be the last hurrah together if they get eliminated by the Mavs for sure.
Jalen, the Phoenix Suns, I had them penciled into the NBA Finals. They're just a cakewalk right into the Finals. No big deal. Best record in basketball, best team in basketball. They'll be in the Finals. However, Devin Booker goes down. All of a sudden, the Pelicans look pretty good. But can Mikal Bridges repeat his last performance and get this team into the second round this evening?
The actual answer to that question is yes. Because you know how much I appreciate, first off, somebody that's an Iron Man. He don't miss games. And what happens when guys that don't miss games, like, you tend to take what they bring for granted because they're there all of the time. He's at practice, he's in the game, and he slowly started to develop other parts of his game. So now you see him handling the ball. Now you see him coming off screens. He's really always been a really good catch and shoot player and also a lockdown defender that can guard multiple positions. And he does something that I know you love. He plays without fouling. See, it's one thing when people play D and they gamble. Like, he don't gamble. So when a guy is long and athletic and wants to sit down in the stands and still ain't gambling, he's sliding with you, that's why he end up with those steals and blocks the way he does. So, yes, he's going to continue to play well, but this is going to be a long series. I believe D Booker is going to return. Him returning is going to be the difference for Phoenix to advance.
Jalen, I'm rooting for the Pelicans tonight because I'm not ready to say goodbye to Jose Alvarado. You know what I mean? I want to see more Jose Alvarado. New York City's own. I want to see the big hair, the ponytail, the headband. I want to see him sneaking up on Chris Paul again, getting an 8-second call. I'm not ready to say goodbye to Jose Alvarado and this Pelicans team, who has been, I'm going to say, the best story of the playoffs thus far.
Hey, Jacoby, that's Grand Theft Alvarado right there. And for the bigs and the wings of the Phoenix Suns, I'm pleading with you. I played against Muggsy Bogues. These little guys like that, you gotta be in the backcourt and just set a little brush screen to give CP3 a running start. You can't have the best, oldest point guard in the league in the backcourt being harassed by somebody that's half his age. Like, come on, y'all gotta look out for my guy, especially without D-Book.
That's a great point, Mr. Rose. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but the NFL draft is this evening, and your Detroit Lions have the number 2 pick. Will it be Walker, Hutchinson, Sauce? Who do you want the Lions to draft this evening?
I want friend of the show, fellow Michigan Wolverine, Aiden Hutchinson. You know who I want. Like, let's not even play those games. And I got a chance to watch so many great pass rushers come out of Ohio State recently and then get into the pros and become game changers. When I see him, he look like them. I can't even front. And so I'm like, if he can play for the Lions, you know what? I'm getting his jersey. We need to draft him.
Oh, you're getting a jersey.
I'm getting his jersey. You know
I've
what I'm
never
saying?
Seen yeah, you wear that, a jersey that need to be in 10 our years. Pick. I've never seen you wear a jersey in 10 years. And if Aiden Hutchinson is available at 2, I'm sure they will scoop him up. However, if Aiden Hutchinson goes to the Jaguars, friend of the show, Trayvon Walker, sitting right there, ready to get scooped up too. So either way, it's going to be a good night for the Detroit Lions. And I never say that. We have so much more to discuss. A very important Jalen Rose soliloquy is coming up next. You do not want to miss it. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Playoff time is here on ESPN. Huge game Friday night, 9 p.m. It is the Memphis Grizzlies in Minnesota trying to close out Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, and the Timberwolves. Tune into that. Thank you for watching Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, every day we recognize the fact that Brittany Griner is still detained in Russia. I did not expect us to still be doing this at this point.
70 days is entirely too long. We here at Jalen and Jacoby wish Brittany Griner a speedy, safe return home to the United States.
Jalen, today's a special day for you. Why?
Jeannie Cassandra Rose, my late mother that I lost over a year ago, will be celebrating her birthday. And there's a quote by Martin Luther King that I love. It say, faith is taking the first step without seeing the entire staircase. And I miss my mother, my bodyguard, my rock. The person that not only was my number one supporter, but my toughest critic. And so I appreciate her so very much, and I just want to acknowledge her on her birthday.
We also have to acknowledge that she created the name Jalen, which is so prominent, not just in sports, but all over the globe. Jalen, you were in GQ. Look at you. You're always looking good. Finally getting recognized for not just your looks, but also your talent and your brain and perspective.
Renaissance man, the industry tastemaker, finally made it to GQ. Shout out to the writer, Tyler, who did a great job. I appreciate them talking about all things about me and my career. And it was a good look. That boy looked kind of fresh right there.
It was a great look. You can follow Jalen on social. He's linked that article all over the place. We will be back tomorrow, ESPN 2, 4 p.m., to discuss all the NBA playoff action and, of course, the NFL draft.
You know I got to be in GQ, dog. It's only right.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Now, Jalen Anthony Rose. Number one, I want to remind you that we are brought to you by CarMax. You can shop online or on the lot with home delivery in select markets. Make sure you use CarMax next time you buy or sell a car. Jalen, I want to talk to you about the Chicago Bulls. Because I remember watching game one being, man, this is more competitive than I expected it to be. The Bulls against the Bucks. I remember DeMar DeRozan had that big game, got him a win. Well, it didn't look good last night at all. And there's a gentleman by the name of Zach LaVine who's most likely going to be offered a very big extension from that Chicago Bulls franchise. Do you think that Zach LaVine will stay long-term with the Chicago Bulls?
I believe he will and should. They made great progress as a franchise, outplayed expectations in a lot of ways. DeMar DeRozan was a revelation. They didn't have Lonzo Ball for large stretches of the year. Caruso dealt with a lot of injury as well. Billy Donovan did a really good job overall with this team. So I do believe that LaVine would want to be a part of that. But I just want to make sure that he's able to stay healthy, because as a guy who relies on his athlete, he's a really good shooter. But when you're so very athletic the way he is, you just hope that he doesn't have any lingering injury as it relates to, you know, his knee. Because it was around All-Star break, they were talking about whether he would even play in the game or, you know, because of that injury. And then he ultimately ended up playing, not playing, that type of thing. So he may even need surgery this offseason. I'm not sure.
Jalen, let's talk about the Nuggets for a second. I love Will Barton, Monty Morris, Bones Highland. But you're not going to win a playoff series in the Western Conference if you're relying on those three and the role players that they have, the way that they relied on them against the Golden State Warriors at full strength. But you're looking at Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray, and you're looking at Jokic, and this team, will we be talking about this team the way that we talk about the Jazz? Because the Jazz has had their nucleus for 4 or 5 years, had some deep runs, have some good regular seasons, but have had playoff failures, look like they're going to have another one. Could you see that being the case for this Nuggets team 2 years from now?
Nope. Nuh-uh. I love wearing glasses, and I'm going to tell you. let me tell you what I see that's vastly different in those situations.
He said, I love wearing glasses, and let me tell you what I see through my glasses that aren't even prescription glasses, even though I definitely need prescription glasses. But continue.
Here's the difference. The Nuggets have a him, H-I-M, in Jokic. See, there's a difference between All-Star, All-NBA, and MVP. There's a difference. Mm. And there's a chance he might be back-to-back MVP. He literally just dominated the Warriors. Like, when y'all get a chance, look at his stats. They clearly didn't lose because of him.
30-19-8.
They didn't slow him down. They slowed him down a little bit maybe in the first, but they didn't slow him down at all.
Slow down is the wrong word to use because he's always kind of slowed down, but they didn't stop him from scoring.
There you go. Or grabbing boards or dropping dimes.
Yep.
To Monte Morris and Aaron Gordon and Bones Highland and Austin Rivers and Monte Morris. And so the Nuggets will continue to ascend because they have him. The one thing that the Jazz are still trying to figure out is who's their him. Now, on paper, and when you're watching their team, that definitely should be Donovan Mitchell.
Should be.
But let me tell you what I've said to him, and I still believe. He attacks the basket like he's 6'6", but he isn't. That's what makes Donovan Mitchell so spectacular to me, because of the fearless nature he attacks the basket at like 6'2", 6'3". And at that height, I would protect him offensively and defensively by doing one key thing.
What's that?
I put the ball in his hands. See, when you watch them play, Conley got the ball, Clarkson got the ball, Bogdanovich got the ball. See, I put the ball in his hands, kind of like Mike D'Antoni did with James Harden. That's what they should do. That, to me, is what's missing with their squad. And so based on that dynamic not being ironed out, it's like you got the anchor and Rudy Gobert, who's always going to contend for Defensive Player of the Year. And you got this dynamic, athletic perimeter player who dazzles you in playoff games and has had some huge moments. And then you look further and say, why can't they coexist? Why are they playing games where Donovan Mitchell only passed the ball to Rudy Gobert once? Just think about that. You played basketball with me maybe like 6 months ago, and you started talking trash to me because you did a great crossover and you laid it up with your left hand, I believe. And I got so mad at you, I was like, I'm going to feed your man.
That was rude. That was rude.
And make your man feel more confident that he could score on you.
It was very rude of you, Mr. Rose. Very rude.
And how many times did I throw him the ball? Did I gas him up?
We're playing pickup. I'm covering my guy, Andrew, and he's a good finisher. You know what I mean? But he's not going to get his own bucket. So Jalen Rose recognizes this and then just decides to give Andrew every bucket he can. So I'm running back on defense. Ball goes flying over my head. You know, and Jalen's giving these great entry passes. This is like give him buckets. But not only that, it's Jalen's going, get him! You know what I mean? You're so rude when you play basketball. Like, we're friends. But it's like, not only are you giving him buckets, you're being like, kill him. He said kill him as loud as he can. Like, you kill me, dog? Is that necessary? I got hit to it after like 7 in a row and started stealing him. But it was just rude of you, man. It was just very rude of you. And I got to talk to you about something, Jay. This is actually important to me.
Man.
Remember I told you last week in my pickup, my rec league game, I played well, I had a good game?
Yes, sir.
We had a game last night. I think I might retire. I think that might be
really?
It. Remember how you always say that, like, the game tells you when it's time to retire?
It tells you. Yes.
The game texted, left me a voicemail, wrote me a handwritten letter in my mailbox. The game's been trying to get after me, right? The game is just like, yo, like, I shot 2 air balls. 2.
What?
I scored 2 points. I was probably 1 for 8 from the field. And the worst part about it is the other team, we had 5 guys, the other team had 9. And they were so cool. They recognized me from the show. They said they've been listening, supporting from since Grantland.
What?
Such nice guys. But yo, like, I can't be out here with 2 air balls and 2 points. Just misrepresenting the Jalen and Jacoby brand. Like, I really might retire. I'm really considering retiring from rec league and just playing pickup.
Yeah, like,
and none of my teammates listen to the show, so we can air this out, because they ain't going to listen to this.
When you see me on NBA Countdown and they pop our picture up there for our show, you know, I got to be fresh. You know what I'm saying? Double-breasted, new flower, fresh cut, fly kicks. I got to represent the J&J brand. You can't be out here shooting 2 air balls. Jeez.
I think I might retire. I think I might just play pickup. Because on Wednesday nights, the rec league games, Thursday night is my pickup run. I might just switch my basketball night to Thursday. I really
might. But you to go to yoga so much, what is wrong with your legs?
I think that's the problem, is I did yoga earlier in the day. I got can't be doing yoga on game days.
I told you, you can't do that.
I know.
You can't do that.
It's bad, Jay. It's bad, bad. It's bad, bad, bad. It's really bad.
Now for trying to stay healthy, that's what I should be doing. I should be going to yoga and then trying to hoop some. I need to adopt some of that program. But as it relates to your game, you wasn't inspired by Pat Connaughton's performance yesterday?
That was good. The game was going on at the same time. I couldn't watch Patty C. If I had seen what Patty C done, I could have taken that inspiration.
Yes. Know? Yes.
But I can't be out here shooting 2 air balls and like we're running on offense and the other team is like, I got Jacoby. You know what I mean? Like it's just like, I can't do this to my own name like that. And they're so nice. You know what I mean? They're so nice.
You know what? At your runs, they gotta start calling you David.
And we got 5 guys too, so we only got 5. So if I'm having a bad game and I'm tired, I can't sub
out.
You know what I mean? I can't even sub out. Like, it's just like, yo, how we got 5 guys?
It's obvious.
How we got 5 guys and I score 2 points? Think about that. We only got 5 guys, so I'm out there the entire game and I only score 2 points.
But I have an important
question. I felt good about my game last week.
Is it running time?
Yeah.
I hate running time.
It was bad, man. It was bad. It was a bad loss. But let me tell you something that happened. Yo, see, let me just tell you, this is an abusive work relationship. This is an abusive work environment. I'm gonna talk to HR, because y'all been getting on me about showering so much that I get home at 12:15, matter of fact.
You starting to make excuses?
No, but y'all,
continue.
I had to take a,
so
I had
you
to
got
take
12,
a
non, so 12 I, is too late, okay, keep going.
I had to take a non-consensual shower. I was like, yo, I don't want to shower right now. I just want to go to sleep. But I don't want to hear about it from the voicemail callers and from my co-host and the staff of the show. So I guess I got a shower now. So I'm mad in the shower. I played bad. I had some beers. And I'm
like
mad
a little
in the shower.
Kid. Yes.
I'm
like
exfoliating extra hard in the shower. Just mad. Mad at you.
I remember those days.
Mad at people calling in, making
dressed.
Fun of me. All of that.
No doubt. I remember those days. I go get dressed thinking I'm about to run out of the house. They'd be like, you about to go wash up. I'm like, oh, you about to cry. You know what I'm saying? That was you last night. I had to cry to wash up. And the thing is, you did the right thing, dog. I'm glad we're rubbing off on you. I promise you, you're going to accept what the people are saying, the staff is saying. You're going to accept this therapy that we're giving you. And your body's gonna feel better. It's gonna smell better. You know, like, cause if you don't shower after the game and then you see, here's the difference between you and Klay Thompson.
Can we talk about this work environment? So the producer, shout to Brian, just texted me. He said, we won't play it, but five people left voicemails about me showering. Like, you see what you done did? We got the NBA playoffs going on. NFL draft is tonight. There's drama all over the world of sports. Elon Musk bought Twitter. You know what I mean? But no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about me and how often I shower. And you know what? I'm disappointed in the producers. I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in the listeners. I'm disappointed in everybody. You know what? I'm done. I'm done with all this. I'm never showering again. You know what I mean? I'm never showering again.
Jacoby, the motto of this show is give the people what they want. We can't determine what they call and leave on the voicemail. And Brian, make sure when y'all leave y'all voicemails, y'all shout Reg the Ledge. We're not about to babysit this topic.
Oh, please.
We're going to make Jacoby better, I promise you. Last night, and he was taking a mad shower. He had a couple of beers. He knew he had to get up and parent this morning.
Oh, see, yeah, Joey out of town.
Yeah, so here's something that I was thinking. I thought about you when I saw Klay Thompson ride his bike to work. The difference between you guys is he's about to play a basketball game. You're about to do TV.
So? Don't mean I clearly can't ride a bike.
Well, when I ride a bike, I sweat.
I'm a leisurely bike rider. Unless it's like the middle of summer and it's hot out.
Right.
Listen, I'm telling you, I got sweet funk, man. I got the nice sweat. My sweat is just like, it's like unicorn pee, man. It's just nice.
You know what? Glittery. You know what? I heard you say something that's so very important to athletes and hygiene yesterday. So very important. You know, I played in a public school league where we couldn't shower after the game, had to get on the bus and go back to the school. Did I hear you say that you rub the deodorant on your neck?
Yeah, use like a cologne. You know what I mean? Get that smell. Get it into the pores. You know what I mean? I do the underarms and then just a little touch on the neck and those glands. You know what I mean? Because I don't have cologne. It smells good. So why wouldn't I put it in the smell good spots? You know what I mean? Why not? No, I put it on my shirt before. I put deodorant on my chest, like on my clothes. And you know what people tell me?
Oh man, you're the best.
You smell good. You smell good.
You're the best. Yeah. Oh man, you're the best.
I'm so upset about this, man. Jalen, a couple things.
What up, though?
We love Kyler Murray on this program.
Definitely.
And he wanted a new deal. He scrubbed the Cardinals off his Instagram. Well, guess what the Cardinals did? Guess what the Cardinals did? I want to know how you feel about this. You know what Kyler wants, right? The Cardinals picked up his option for next year. So he's going to get paid $29 million next year, which is a great salary for an NFL quarterback. But if you are Kyler Murray, how do you feel about the Cardinals not committing to you long-term, not giving you a 4-5 year deal worth hundreds of millions of dollars, just saying, you know what? 1 year, 29, and then we'll talk about it after that.
Communication is the key. So are you picking up the option and telling me that you hope that we can work towards a long-term deal? Or are you picking up the option and the opposite is happening? To me, it sounds like the latter because he wouldn't have scrubbed them from his social media. But what I'm telling the Cardinals, I'm not going to regret saying. This would be the worst mistake in the history of their franchise if they don't take care of Kyler Murray. I don't know what they're thinking. Let me ask you a question.
Like, you guys have never had a franchise quarterback outside of Matt Stafford. Never.
Correct.
Matt Stafford is the only sort of quote-unquote franchise quarterback you've ever had, and the Cardinals got Kurt Warner, and now they have Kyler Murray. They might let him go.
Let me tell you something. Since you mentioned Matt Stafford, you put Kyler Murray on the Rams last year. What happens?
I don't know, Jalen. I don't know if you want to go down that road. I love Kyler Murray and everything, but I'm taking Matt Stafford as the quarterback of the Rams over Kyler Murray.
Hey man, this show is over. This show is over.
Good.
This show is over.
Good. Walk out. I'm about to retire from this show too.
This show is over.
You know what? I'm not even gonna do the whole "we'll be back tomorrow." Why is that Jalen Rose thing at all?
We are done. We are done. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to call Charles Woods. I'm about to call somebody. I'm about to have somebody that's a smart football person that played in the league come on this show immediately. I don't believe you just said. I do not believe.
Oh, I saw Kyler Murray against the Rams in the playoffs. Did you? Do you see that game?
I did.
Is it first round playoff week one of the postseason?
And by the way, I know, by the way, nobody has watched more Matthew Stafford than this guy. So I know he can make all of the throws. I know he can make some throws that Kyler can't. I know that I know why you feel that they're equal, but I'm trying to tell you, like, they ain't equal. They ain't, what Kyler can do is outer worldly.
If that's probably not fair to say. Yeah, I'm not gonna say that.
Right, let me tell you two things that I'm hearing this off NFL season that like are head scratching to me. People questioning Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray.
I'm questioning Russell Wilson.
Clearly, that's what I'm saying. Russell Wilson is the franchise elite quarterback.
We'll see what happens with the Broncos. When they finish third in their division, I'll remind you that you said that. When they finish third in their division,
I'll remind you that Jimmy Gina beat Aaron Rodgers the last 2 years in the playoffs.
You wouldn't take Jimmy G over Aaron Rodgers?
No.
I'm just kidding.
That's my point exactly.
Team sport.
Jimmy G just beat Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs 2 years ago. And the 49ers been looking for reasons to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm. If Trey Lance was Trey Lance, he would have been Trey Lance by now, I kind of feel like. You know what I mean? Like, if Trey Lance was Trey Lance, he would have gotten some snaps. They could have brought him in for some packages. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll also see what happens tonight with the NFL draft. Can't wait to recap that and the big games in the NBA playoffs tomorrow. We are going to have another show. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
Can't believe I take Kyler Murray over Matthew Stafford all day.
Leave me alone.
All day. We are done. That's how we're gonna end this show. We are done. I'm gonna tell you something Karis One didn't say. We are done. Got to give the people.